Well, a very good morning to the uncles and aunties in Bethany. It has been such a long time since we were able to gather in the fourth floor auditorium for bilingual worship service. I would like to tell you very personally, very deeply, that you are missed. And I'd like to share with you some of the things that I miss about you, the bilingual brethren. I really miss your smiles. I miss distributing the MSITN devotionals to you every week. But the thing that I really miss the most is when you return the greeting together, when the chairman or the speaker greets you, good morning or good evening, and there will be this very loud, how? And you know, that was something that I really, really miss and cherish. But it is my joy to be able to preach this morning, to bring a word to you, a relevant word, an encouraging word to you from the Lord's word. And it is also a joy to learn. It has been my joy and privilege to be able to learn from Pastor Charlie. And I have been learning how to craft out a message that is relevant and real to you, the uncles and aunties in Bethany. I'm also learning how to understand and prepare a word from the Bible, a word that is from God. And these are some of the things that I have been learning that bring joy to my heart. Well, today we will be learning about a miracle that the Lord Jesus did. For the past few weeks, we have been learning about how different individuals applied their faith as the Lord Jesus helped them as he did miracles. And so today we will also be studying a miracle from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And we want to learn about two things. We want to learn about how a particular woman applied her faith in the Lord Jesus. But we also want to learn and to discover new and wonderful and vital truths about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is the context of this story from Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 34? This is actually a story within a story. Last week, student pastor Steve Karong, he shared with you about the story of a man named Jairus. And Jairus came to the Lord Jesus to seek his help for a very urgent matter. And graciously, the Lord Jesus acceded to his request and was traveling and journeying with him to his house to heal his daughter. Now, it is at this point in time, as Jesus was busy, as Jesus was traveling to help someone else, that this woman of this story approached the Lord Jesus. And so that's the context of the story. What is the first thing that we can take note of as we begin to read this story? And let's turn to Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 26. And the first thing that we can take note of is the circumstances that the lady was in. And Mark describes the circumstances that the lady, this woman, found herself in. And we read, "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. And Mark describes her circumstances in one way. She was sick. And her illness was that she had a flow of blood. Pastor was explaining to me that this flow of blood is like a hemorrhage. And she was bleeding. And this continual bleeding was made even more severe and serious because it was a chronic illness. It lasted not just for a few days, a few weeks, or a few months. It lasted for 12 long years. And so one of her circumstances was illness. She was sick. But to make matters worse, she wasn't just sick, but she also suffered because of her sickness. How did she suffer? In verse 26, Mark writes that she had made the effort to see not just one physician, but many physicians. And as she made the effort to seek out physicians to be treated by them, she had to spend money. And this woman, Mark describes for us the amount of effort and money that she put in. She spent all that she had. But even though she spent everything that she had, she was not benefited by any of the physicians. She did not get any better. In fact, she ended up getting worse. Now, this should not surprise us in any way. Today, we can thank God for modern medicine doctors who are wonderful in their diagnosis, accurate in their diagnosis, and good with their care for their patients. But just 200 years ago, a little girl was born, and her name was Fanny J. Crosby. After a few weeks after she was born, Fanny Crosby actually caught a cold. And this cold that she caught led to the inflammation of her eyes. And what the doctors then, 200 years ago, did was to take mustard poultices. It's like a small bag, and you put mustard inside, maybe other things, and they laid it over her eyes to treat the discharge that was coming out from the eyes. Now, instead of being treated, her condition actually grew worse, and she ended up becoming blind. And that is 200 years ago. The state of medical care may not have been as great as today. Imagine what it was like 2,000 years ago. And so this woman, she did not have any lack in effort in wanting to be well. She really sought to find a cure, but she could not. And so Mark describes for us the circumstances that this woman was in. She was sick. And she suffered greatly because of her sickness. Now, the second thing that we can take note of as we continue reading this story are the features that made the miracle possible. So let's continue reading verses 27 to 28. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Now, the first feature that made miracles possible during the time of the Lord Jesus was that faith needed to be applied. You know, this woman, she did not have much knowledge. She did not know if she could stop Jesus in his tracks. She did not know if Jesus would allow her to get his attention, to stop him from helping another person named Jairus. She had very little knowledge. The only thing that she knew was that she heard about Jesus. She heard that he had reached the region that she was in. She could have heard that the multitudes had gathered around him. She could have heard that Jesus was someone who could perform miracles and could possibly help her. And so this woman had a little knowledge. And yet, with that little knowledge, she continued to believe and to have faith. And her coming to the Lord Jesus tells us that even though her knowledge was little, she believed in this knowledge. She still applied her faith in the Lord Jesus. She believed that if she could only touch his garment, his clothes, the border of his clothes, she will be made well. And so we read, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind and touched his garment. That was her exercising her faith, even if her knowledge of the Lord Jesus was very little, was very small. That's the first feature that would make a miracle possible. A second feature, more important, is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we read this in Mark chapter 5, verses 29, and the first part of verse 30. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in him, in himself, that power had gone out of him. You know, we read this and two things happened immediately when the woman touched the clothes of the Lord Jesus. The first thing we read was that she was healed immediately. She felt it in her own body that she was healed. And the second thing that happened was that the Lord Jesus felt power go out of him. You know, this tells us that the Lord Jesus is powerful. He is the source of this great power that many came to him seeking help for. But Jesus is not just a source of great power. This power was readily available to the woman. And because of that, we see how gently and graciously Jesus provided and gave this woman his power to heal her. And so we have a description of the circumstances of the woman that she found herself in. We also see how Mark writes about the features that made this miracle possible. But there's another thing to take note of whenever we seek to understand the miracle stories. And that is, what new lesson did this person learn about the Lord Jesus Christ? What did they discover about Jesus through the miracle? And Mark writes for us, and he includes, what was it that this woman, she began with a little knowledge of Jesus. What did she discover about him? And this was only made possible when Jesus stopped to address the woman. Now imagine in a crowd, and the crowd, there's so many of them, they are thronging Jesus, you know, they are surrounding him as he moves. It is almost natural for people to touch him, to accidentally maybe knock into him or to hit him. On other occasions, the people who sought his help would also reach out to touch him intentionally for his help, for his power. But Jesus, it was never recorded in the Gospels that Jesus would actually stop to address the person that reached out to touch him. This is one occasion. This is one incident recorded when Jesus actually stopped, turned around, and sought out the woman who touched him. And Pastor was helping me understand that this is truly significant in this story. And so we read in verses 30 and 32. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 32, and he looked around to see her who had done this thing. You know, Jesus was on his way to help Jairus with an urgent matter. But he stopped. He turned and sought out the woman who touched him. It was because of this that the woman was able to learn vital truths about the Lord Jesus. And there were two things that the woman learned about Jesus. The first is that he is someone who assures. You know, in verse 34, we read what Jesus said to her. "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Why did Jesus say these words to this woman? It's because she had fears. We read of this in verse 33. "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth." This woman had fears. What could she possibly be afraid of? Having touched the Lord Jesus, she could have feared doing something wrong. And having done wrong, she feared public correction. She feared public embarrassment, possibly. She had also experienced how other physicians were not able to heal her. She could have feared that her illness would have returned. You know, these were fears that were very real to the woman. And Jesus understood her fears. And as he understood her fears, he sought to assure her. Jesus assured her by addressing her most affectionately and tenderly. Instead of public rebuke, instead of a harsh word, he addressed her affectionately as daughter. What a wonderful way to begin this conversation with the woman. Jesus also assured her by setting aside any doubts that she might have concerning her illness. When Jesus would tell her, "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Such was the assuring words of the Lord Jesus. And finally, Jesus assured her by sending her away in peace. She may have come to the Lord Jesus with fears in her heart, but Jesus wanted her to go away, not with fear, but with peace. And so we see how the Lord Jesus is someone who is most assuring. The second thing that the woman was able to learn about the Lord Jesus is that he is someone who is encouraging. You know, in Matthew's account of this story, he wrote about how the Lord Jesus told the woman to be of good comfort and good cheer. It says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 22, "But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, 'Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well.' And Jesus wished for her to have cheer, to have comfort. Jesus encouraged her that the faith that she applied, though based on a little knowledge, that faith of hers made her well." You know, this woman could now have a more certain, a more concrete and clearer faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. She came to learn and understand that he is not just someone powerful, but he is someone gentle and gracious at the same time. She came to learn that the Lord Jesus assures. She came to learn that Jesus is greatly encouraging. You know, uncles and aunties, we may feel that we do not have much knowledge about the Lord Jesus Christ. But this does not mean that we cannot have faith in him. This does not have to mean that we cannot apply our faith in the Lord Jesus. I would like to share with you this morning that you can still apply your faith in the Lord Jesus as challenging circumstances come your way. We can take the little that we know and we can believe in this knowledge. And as we turn to the Lord Jesus during such challenging moments, we can discover even more about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so from faith that is based on a little knowledge, we can look forward to growing this faith, to one day having a faith that is based on more knowledge about the Lord Jesus. And for those of us who have experienced his grace, his gentleness, his assurance, and encouragement from his word, may our hearts truly be filled with thankfulness this morning. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many stories that can be found in the Bible. We thank you that through these stories, we can learn important lessons, vital truths about faith, about the Lord Jesus. And we pray that the lessons that have been shared today would encourage the hearts of the bilingual brethren in Bethany. And with hearts that have been encouraged, may they be assured and may they look forward to applying their faith in Jesus when difficulties and challenges come their way. We give thanks for how we can experience the Lord Jesus personally too today. Through his word, we can be assured. Through his word, we can be encouraged as well. And we pray that your presence would be with the uncles and aunties in a very special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.